Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut. Tuesday, February 22nd edition of the program. We have the Biden administration calling it an invasion by Russia in Ukraine. We'll discuss where this is likely to go, plus Canadian cops apparently gloating about their excessive use of force on peaceful trucker protesters up in Ottawa. And I'm here in Mar-a-Lago and doing a sit down with my main man, Clay Travis, and of course, former President Trump today. So we got a lot to discuss, as you no doubt can tell based on what I'm already talking about. What does it mean that they're calling it an invasion, and what are Russia's next moves? What are they going to do? What if they escalate dramatically? Could they even try to eliminate the Ukrainian government in a matter of days? I'll break down for you the best wargaming of this situation that I can here in just a moment. Have you ever wanted to invest in real estate, but you knew you had no idea how to do it? That was me until a few years ago. I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate. These guys have a great system. Here's what they do. They sit down with you, or you can do it on a Zoom call. They'll talk to you about the cities where they have real expertise in investing in stable, long-term growth real estate. And this is a system that you can understand right away. As soon as I met these guys, I said, I want to work with them. First meeting, I said, I want to buy a house with them. In fact, the first house I ever purchased in my life was through Done For You Real Estate, and it has worked out fantastically. They help you pick the city, pick the house. They get a mortgage set up for you. They help you with the lender. They get a management team, and you start getting that free cash flow every month, and you're paying down the mortgage over time, plus you're getting the upside on the house when it appreciates. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this all works. Doneforyoubuck.com. So many people I know who have tried this said, oh my gosh, I love the approach here. Doneforyoubuck.com. Tell my friends at Done For You Real Estate I say hi. So they're calling it an invasion in Ukraine. Here's what's gone on last 24 hours. You have Russian forces have occupied now, officially, they've even had a vote in the Duma, in the Russian parliament, to allow for Russian external military operations. And right now, there is, in fact, a 10 to 15,000, and it's probably more than that, we didn't even really know, person military incursion, Russian forces into two breakaway provinces. The provinces in what is generally referred to as the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. You have Luhansk and Donetsk. Those are the two main cities and main areas within Donbas of the concentration of these Russian forces. This is obviously a matter of grave concern for all of our European allies. And let's remember that we have been brought into military conflict in Europe in the recent past. There was the bombing campaign in the former Yugoslavia. There was what happened with the U.S. forces in Kosovo, U.S. involvement in the Balkans really two times over. So it's not unthinkable that our European allies could get drawn into this and that maybe with them we could have a larger role than we want to. Here's the issue as we're seeing it play out. Everyone's, I think, recognizing this right now. First of all, the time for diplomacy is rapidly disappearing. Here's the former NATO Supreme Allied Commander. It's quite a title. James Stavridis on Ukraine saying diplomacy is running out. Play nine.
I think you continue to strengthen the Ukrainian military. You prepare for further military action. And you prepare to create a resistance movement inside Ukraine. And I think that could have a deterrent effect on Vladimir Putin as well. So I think it's time to move out pretty strongly. The time to parse words and to try and find a path to diplomacy, I think, is slipping away from us.
Path to diplomacy does seem to be rapidly slipping away. And let's understand that this is now all in Putin's hands. NATO is not going to take military action against Russia, and I think to do so would be crazy. Ultimately, we're in a tough position here because this is a story of substantial news interest, and I know people are going to say to me, well, hold on a second. Why are we so focused on this? Ukraine is not our problem. And that's true. It is not our problem, and we should not deploy military there. But understand that it will very quickly become an issue that affects the global economy. If this turns into all-out war, which is a real possibility here between Russia and Ukraine, you're going to see, you've already seen a drop in the stock market. And people say, well, if I don't own stock, do I care? It affects the broader economy. But you're also going to see gas prices spike and inflation could get even worse. In fact, it's likely to get even worse. So there will be ramifications of this that affect us. But that's a long way from saying this is our fight or our problem in a military sense. So I want to make sure that we have that distinction. If anything, we've learned over the last 20 years, you don't want to be drawn into fights where you don't have a clear sense of exactly what you're trying to accomplish and what the goal is and why are you there? What is the purpose of it? So I understand that our border, and I'm an advocate for keeping this in mind, our southern border is more important than Ukraine's borders and should get more media focus and should get more attention. But right now, we do have an invasion underway, or at least that's what the White House is calling it, and I think it's worth us focusing in for a moment on what that could mean for us as well. All the talk about sanctions, I'm just going to tell you, as a guy who used to be a CIA analyst and spent a lot of time studying and learning about sanctions against Saddam and sanctions against other, sanctions are not going to cut it. That's not the big weapon. People in diplomatic circles like to say, the sanctions. Sanctions aren't going to stop Putin. Putin is worth billions and billions of dollars that we estimate we know about. I mean, we don't even know. He could be one of the richest people in the world. What, you think that this is a guy who's got financial disclosure reports every year that people are looking at? But the sanctions stopping him is not something that's likely to happen. Here's NBC News international correspondent Kair Simmons pointing out, yeah, Putin, he is not scared of these threatened sanctions. Play one.
President Putin has been preparing for this day for many, many years. And why I say that is because when the Secretary of State on Meet the Press yesterday talks about massive sanctions, to put it in a visceral sense, fundamentally, President Putin isn't frightened. He's not frightened because his inner circle are already sanctioned. They can't leave Russia. He's not frightened because he has those reserves. And I think he's not frightened, too, because he knows that potentially his next moves down the line might be to cut off the gas to Russia, causing panic in Germany, maybe some kind of a massive cyber attack.
Massive cyber attack. There are a lot of things that Putin could do here. The question that I have, they've seized the breakaway regions, and this is the playbook used in late 2008, right as the transition was happening from Bush to Obama. In late 2008, there was the reality here of a Russian playbook underway in Georgia, Abkhazia and South Ossetia, and those breakaway provinces then were used now, I think, as a means of testing out. They tested out how they would do this. So they have breakaway provinces, and going forward, they will absolutely do the same thing in this area of Ukraine, although this is a much more substantive, larger, more populous region. We're talking about the whole of the Donbas. So that's an important indicator here. What are the Russians' next move? There are a couple of options as I see it. Putin could walk away with what he's got, the full consolidation of these as part of the Russian Federation. He's created the reality on the ground. They've been distributing Russian passports. They have the narrative in place. He could walk away, and that doesn't mean he won't try to take the rest of Ukraine later. This may just be a long-term beachhead for that that subsuming, if you will, if I think that's the word, of the entirety of Ukraine into the Russian Federation over time. That's the best case scenario as I see it right now. He's not going to bend the knee to sanctions. No way. Putin, please. This guy's ex-KGB. He's not messing around. Next level of problems or concern here would be if they use this as a means for a provocation, a provocatia, where they decide that they're going to have a false flag in these regions, say that the Ukrainian military attacked them. I don't think the Ukrainian military will attack them, but say there's been an incident, Ukrainian military attack, and now because Russian Federation forces have come under assault from an act of war, that will be the end of it. We're going to leave it there for today, team. I'll talk to you more about everything tomorrow. Thanks for being with me. Shields high. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2t.org.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.